Aircheckdownloads.com. Young and in
love. Had the great pleasure of meeting Red Stripe from this band up in Solihull a couple of days ago. Ever such a nice bloke. Really good record there. I love it. Some people hate this record, but I love it. Young and in love. It's fascinating fact time. Stop everything. Did you know if all the skins of all the people in Britain were laid out in the sun to dry? I thought I'd do this because it's a sunny day. If all the skins of all the people in Britain were laid out in the sun to dry, they'd cover an area of 35 square miles. Did you know that? Isn't that a fascinating item? Furthermore, if the population of the world were skinned, the area covered would be 2,260 square miles. Now, you can tune around the dial, you can tune to other stations, and I can guarantee you just won't find that stuff anywhere else. Keeping some of our regular features this afternoon, here is today's CTQ. Today, the name of a very famous heartthrob and actor who has his own travelogue-style show tonight on BBC Two Television. We're looking for this fellow's first name, a very well-known first name, and you get it by listening to these clues and taking the first letter from each answer. So if you haven't heard the CTQ before, we look for the name of a very famous personage, in this case a very famous heartthrob and actor, who has his own travelogue-style show tonight on BBC Television. We're looking for this fellow's first name. You get it by listening to these clues, and you take the first letter from each answer. All right, so first of all, what is the name of Britain's talking, hit-making duck? What is the name of Britain's talking, hit-making duck? That's right. Question two, which well-known comedian had a hit recording with the Ugly Duckling in the mid-70s? Which well-known comedian had a hit record with the Ugly Duckling in the mid-70s? This fella has the same name as a very, very, very famous Radio 1 DJ. Three, now as it's Shakespeare's birthday, we thought we'd include this one. This was a movie based on one of Shakespeare's great works. Richard Burton and Liz Taylor were the stars. It's Shakespeare's birthday, so this was a movie based on one of Shakespeare's great works. Richard Burton and Liz Taylor were the stars. And four, which famous actor was the star of the TV series It Takes a Thief? Do you remember that? Which very famous actor was the star of the TV series It Takes a Thief? So once again, the questions. What is the name of Britain's talking hit-making duck? That is our first question. Question two, which well-known comedian had a hit record with the Ugly Duckling in the mid-70s? As it's Shakespeare's birthday, this was a movie based on one of Shakespeare's great works. Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor were the stars. And four, which famous actor was the star of the TV series It Takes a Thief? The name of a well-known heartthrob we're looking for has his own travelogue show on BBC Television tonight. You get it by listening to those, taking the first letter from each.
Aircheckdownloads.com.